This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Shelling around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine in recent days has prompted a visit by the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect and see if there's any damage. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is Europe's largest such plant, and damage to it could have widespread consequences. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova spoke with VOA's Flashpoint program Monday on how many people could be affected if it were damaged.
If we're talking about electricity cut and electricity problematic in general, what's important to understand that before the full-scale invasion and at the beginning of this full-scale war, Ukraine was exporting electricity to Europe. And it's important to understand that if the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is not operating, if we imagine this situation, Ukraine will not be able to continue this export. And if we imagine that it is a nuclear accident, this would not only affect Ukraine, this would affect a big part of Europe, Russia as well. And also we never know how the wind will blow, because if the wind blows to the side of Europe, then big part of Europe is affected. So this is an extremely risky situation that we are at.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Monday asked NATO members to step up military support to Ukraine to ensure the best outcome for the country as a sovereign, independent, democratic nation in Europe. Speaking to NATO's 68th Parliamentary Assembly meeting in Madrid, Spain, Stoltenberg said the war will eventually end at some point at the negotiating table. But he said we all know the outcome of those negotiations is totally dependent on the strength on the battlefield. This is VOA News. America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, arrived in Qatar Monday to take in a World Cup match and hold talks as regional tensions remain high amid Iran's rapid advancement of its nuclear program and nationwide protests shaking the Islamic Republic. Speaking to reporters, Blinken said sporting events such as the World Cup tournament provide an opportunity for diplomats like him to find common ground and engage with partners around the world.
One of the things that we do is we engage in what we call sports diplomacy. We use sports as a way of connecting people to our country. We just brought Qatari players and coaches to the United States on an exchange program. We'll have some American players and coaches coming here in just a few weeks' time. And this, too, for us, whenever I go around the world, whatever, again, our differences may be, sports brings us together, unites us, connects us.
Blinken said he'll also be holding crucial diplomatic talks with authorities in Qatar, one of the U.S.'s most trusted interlocutors with Iran. The last full week of November marks the Thanksgiving Day holiday in the United States and the unofficial beginning of the end-of-the-year holiday season. And with that starts the beginning of the U.S. holiday shopping and shipping season, raising the question, will your holiday packages be delivered on time? Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The big shipping companies feel pretty good about this holiday season. The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS confident now after struggling under the holiday crush for 2 years when the pandemic started. You remember, that's when many of us hunkered down at home and turned to online shopping. FedEx just told the AP, we're confident and ready. UPS is hiring about 100,000 seasonal workers to get over the holiday hump. And it has this advice for you. Shop, buy, and ship early. I'm Rita Foley.
The strong, shallow earthquake that struck Indonesia's main island of Java Monday killed at least 162 people and injured hundreds. The head of the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said the earthquake damaged and toppled dozens of buildings. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil said that more than 13,000 people whose homes had been heavily damaged were being transported to evacuation centers. Hundreds of injured people fled into the streets of Cianjur, some covered in blood and debris. The U.S. Geological Survey said Cianjur was the epicenter of the magnitude 5.6 earthquake. Kamil said the majority of those who died were children. Many were in public school students who had finished their regular classes for the day and were taking extra lessons at Islamic schools. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.